Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Nacio Herb Brown, Ivan Browning, and Harry Archer, go to the Oscars, and have some songs about a fruit. Now, you've heard me mention Ian Whitcomb's Monday Evening Salon, which I attend most Monday evenings. Well, last week, Mary mentioned the song title, I've Never Seen a Straight Banana. So here for Mary and the rest of the Monday night crowd is a set of banana songs, beginning with Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Things I hate, millions I have ate, but gall blimey, I've yet to see bananas that are straight.
I have seen them by the car load on the Delaware and Lackawanna,
but we've never, 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 we've never seen a straight banana. Tell me where I can procure a jolly straight banana.
I'll have it a look in every place, and this can't possibly be their case. No, 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 no. There ain't no straight bananas.
Here is one, you'll see it now. It's a wow. Oh, and how.
And what can this be that you have?
No, 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 yo, no.
Looking man, and this is what he said. time so you'll understand.
I don't like your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must have my
potato. But yes, we have an old banana. We have an old banana today. La 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 la. Thank you.
banana blues. I've got the blues. And when I hear it, or how I fear it, it's just like hearing bad news. It hasn't got a bit of strength, and I go wild when they command. Bananas, whoa, bananas, whoa. I wish I could break up a million pianos. Day by day and week by week, it's yes, we have no bananas. Every time the Greek meets Greek, it's yes, we have no bananas. B-A-M-A-M-A, yes, no, take them away, I've got the yes. We have no banana blues today.
I could have chosen to play any number of double entendre and innuendo songs about bananas, such as Banana in Your Fruit Basket by Bo Carter and Banana Man Blues by Memphis Minnie, but there you had a set of G-rated songs about bananas, beginning with Waring's Pennsylvanians and I've Never Seen a Straight Banana, from March 23, 1927. I don't know, maybe you would have preferred the other songs. I've Never Seen a Straight Banana was written by Ted Waite, who also brought us hits such as Don Alfonso and If a Gray-Haired Lady Says How's Your Father, with your spelled Y-E-R, Why Did You Have Your Hair Bobbed, Mary, and I'm Always Thinking of Her. Next, it was the Hoosier Hotshots and I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones, from November 2, 1935. I Like Bananas was written by Chris Yasich. Chris Yasich was born in 1901 and grew up in New Orleans. He was on the staff of New Orleans radio station WWL, and he wrote over 200 songs, including Won't You Come to New Orleans, and Governor Huey P. Long's campaign song, Every Man a King. Next, from 1923, we heard Yes, We Have No Bananas. That was Benny Kruger's orchestra with Billy Jones. Yes, We Have No Bananas was written by Frank Silver and Irving Kahn and was such a hit and was played so much that it inspired an answer song, I've Got the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues. That song was recorded by Bell Baker, Vaughn DeLeith, and others, but the version we heard was by Bailey's Lucky Seven, a Sam Lennon band recording for Jeanette with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on August 13, 1923. Lou Brown wrote the words, and James F. Hanley and Robert King composed the tune. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Right now, as we're being broadcast over KISL in Avalon, there's a little film awards event being shown on TV called the 80th Annual Academy Awards. Well, we have our own set of Oscars, beginning with Oscar Rabin.
Could be a dream I see. just a Valentine, babe. Could be, it's a dream I see. But if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
Dixie, Rose in Dixie, Dixieland. I know she has not forgotten. She waits in the land of cotton, Dixie. When I'm back where I belong, won't I be feeling grand? With so someone who loves me where folks understand. Back home in Dixie, Dixieland.
There you have some Oscars on this Oscar night. We began with Oscar Rabin and his band with Beryl Davis and Could Be from 1939. Next, we heard Papa's Got the Jim Jams. That was Abby Foster with Oscar Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra on April 11, 1927. We finished up with Oscar Grogan providing the vocal on Dixie with Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers from April 7, 1932.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, February 22nd, marked the birth in 1896 in Deming, New Mexico, of composer Nacio Herb Brown. He attended the Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, and his musical education started with instruction from his mother. After graduating from UCLA, he had careers in tailoring and real estate before becoming a songwriter. His first hits were Coral Sea in 1920 and When Buddha Smiles the following year, and in 1927 he became a member of ASCAP. He joined MGM in 1928 and wrote complete scores for films such as Broadway Melody of 1929, 36 and 37, Going Hollywood, Greenwich Village, and The Kissing Bandit. He wrote songs for other films, including Hollywood Review and A Night at the Opera, but his biggest success was the score for Singin' in the Rain, written with longtime collaborator Arthur Freed. Other collaborators included Buddy DeSilva, Gus Kahn, Leo Robin, and Gordon Clifford. Nacio Herb Brown died in San Francisco on September 28, 1964, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. He wrote some of the greatest standards of his era, including All I Do Is Dream of You, Our Big Love Scene, A New Moon Is Over My Shoulder, You Stepped Out of a Dream, Make 'Em Laugh, Broadway Melody, You Are My Lucky Star, The Doll Dance, I've Got a Feelin' You're Foolin', and these.
Thank you. And you can have the moon. Give me those happy moments on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
day, the wedding of the painted doll. It's a jolly day, the news is spreading all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown, the jumping jack jumped into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, ringing. All the little dollies from the follies with the painted cheeks. Little mama doll has fussed around for weeks and weeks. Shoo the blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news that it's a holiday. Today's the wedding of the little painted doll.
Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra with Paul Gibbons providing the vocal on The Wedding of the Painted Doll from January 25, 1929. Before that, we heard Stuart Allen with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and On a Sunday Afternoon, recorded June 19, 1935. We began our tribute to Nacio Herb Brown with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Hollywood on April 28, 1929 and Singing in the Rain. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, February 21st, marked the birth in 1888 in Creston, Iowa, of bandleader and Broadway composer Harry Archer. His mother first taught him music, and while attending Michigan Military School, he played trombone in theater orchestras. He received advanced musical training at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, and at Princeton University. In 1912, Archer collaborated with Paul Whiteman on the score of The Pearl Maiden, and other of his musical comedies include Mary Mary, Peekaboo, My Girl, Paradise Alley, Twinkle Twinkle, Just a Minute, and his last show in 1935, Strip Girl. His greatest Broadway success, however, was Little Jesse James, which opened at the Longacre Theater on April 15, 1923, and ran for more than 400 performances, after which it toured Europe and Australia. In addition to music, he also appeared in over a dozen silent movies between 1916 and 1921, including the 15-episode serial The Hope Diamond Mystery, which also featured Boris Karloff. His song hits include White Sails, Alone in My Dreams, You Know I Know, Suppose I Had Never Met You, I'm Gonna Dance with the Guy What Brung Me, and There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes. Harry Archer died in New York City on April 23, 1960, and is buried in Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. Here's Harry Archer.
Gypsy sweetheart, that night in Romania.
Edwin J. McAnally's Orchestra and Desert Isle, written by Harlan Thompson and Harry Archer, from the Broadway musical My Girl, which opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on November 24, 1924, and ran until August 1st of the following year. That recording was made by Victor during the middle of the show's run on March 9, 1925. Before that, it was Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra and I Love You from an OK-78 waxed around September 15, 1923. I Love You is from Little Jesse James. We began our tribute to Harry Archer with Harry Archer and his orchestra and Roam On, My Little Gypsy Sweetheart, recorded August 25, 1927. Roam On, My Little Gypsy Sweetheart was written by Ted Snyder, Irving Cale, and Francis Wheeler.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, February 20th, marked the birth in 1891 in Brenham, Texas, of Ivan Harold Browning. He graduated from Wiley College and began his career as a quartet singer with the California Jubilee Singers before forming the Exposition Four and appearing at the 1915 San Francisco World's Fair. Browning was the leading man and introduced the song I'm Just Wild About Harry in Cecil and Blake's Shuffle Along, which opened at the 53rd Street Theater in New York on May 23, 1921, and ran for 504 performances. It was also featured in the 1924 Cecil and Blake shows In Bamville and Chocolate Dandies, and his long association with U.B. Blake stretched into the 1970s, when the two recorded a pair of LPs. In the late teens, Browning formed and was lead tenor of the Four Harmony Kings, who toured the U.S. and Europe from 1921 through 1929. In 1934, Browning met Henry Starr and formed a duo which debuted at the Cotton Club and then played at clubs and theaters across Europe until the start of World War II. In the 40s and 50s, Browning appeared on radio in a number of films, and he appears as Uncle Clarence in the Cousin Effie's Will episode of The Amos and Andy Show. He died in Los Angeles on May 20, 1978. Here is Irving Browning with Henry Starr.
Tell me you ain't heard what's taking place down at Miss Linda's this evening?
No, I tell you, I ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, fella, everybody's going down there to Ballyhoo.
To Hootie Hoo?
To Ballyhoo.
To Ballyhoo?
Yes, has you got any glad rags?
Why, sure I have.
Well, listen. Come on, hands, I need you.
Come on, feet, I'll lead you. Help me put my coat and collar on. Saturday's my payday. That's my getaway day. Call a taxi man and then we're gone. I'm knocking at your door. Now, honey, don't be slow. There's a million places that we've got to go. Come on, baby, let's go to town. I feel like kicking that gong around. Come on, baby, let's go ballyhoo. Get your glad rags and put them on, 'cause we'll be out till way past dawn. Come on, baby, let's go ballyhoo. We're gonna dance and strut our stuff. Drink our gin and highballs till we get enough. Smith and Jones will all be there. When they see us, won't they stare? Come on, baby, let's go ballyhoo. Kicking that gong around. Come on, baby, let's go ballyhoo. Grab your bag bags and put them on, 'cause we'll be out till way past dawn. Come on, baby, let's go ballyhoo. We're gonna dance
our gin and highball till we get enough. Skip and Joan will all be there. When they see us, won't they stare? Come on, baby, let's go ballet.
Hello, hello. Hello there, baby.
Who's that fella?
Yes, sir. This is Lulu on this phone.
What?
Yes, sir. Lulu's back in town.
Well, I never.
I'm telling you.
Where's that careless chambermaid? Where'd she put my razor blade? She mislaid it, I'm afraid. It's gotta be found. Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I just can't lose it, I've got to use it, 'cause Lulu's back in town. Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I've gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a crown somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town.
You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem forgets, Mr. Otis regrets
that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall. Man, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Never knew just how.
That's what we want to tell you.
We've got it figured out.
Now if you want the lowdown, here's how it came about. We had to have something new, a dance to do up here in Harlem. So someone started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem. Saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You'll see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spreads like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem, now everybody's trucking.
Yeah, at that new dance, everybody's talking about.
Something new, a dance to do up here in Harlem. So
someone started talking.
Yeah, man.
As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem, now everybody's trucking, trucking.
Recording in London for Regal Xenophone, there you had three from the vocal duo of Browning and Starr, with Henry Starr doing double duty as pianist. We began in mid-1935 with Let's Go Ballyhoo, written by Brown and Starr. Next, from May 18, 1939, it was Dubin and Warren's Lulu's Back in Town, and we finished up with Flipside of that record, recorded in the same session, Truckin', written by Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.